It used to be that church was somewhere you went on a Sunday, perhaps in a building with stained glass windows, with an altar and an organ. But these days, you can hold the church in the palm of your hand. There's an internet pastor. You can sing along to worship songs with the congregation and even join a Bible study group. And if you prefer to visit a black church, you can do so on Facebook. And as Manu Bobo reports, social media sites like blackplanet.com have led the way in providing a platform where secularism and spirituality can coexist on the same website.
I think that religion and social media is at an all-time high. And the reason that it's at an all-time high is because everybody has some type of social media device at this point because of how convenient it is with smartphones.
Sydney sider Malik Dixon is originally from North Carolina. He points out that the internet has become a fertile place for people to strengthen their religious identity.
People just want to be connected to people. So if you don't go to that class reunion, you can always be connected to everyone in that class through a situation like Facebook or Instagram. Religion has tapped into that now. It actually has morphed. Like, you got like online churches. Like, it's so many churches. If you've never been to a black church, you can actually go to a black church on Facebook now. You can just go live.
The reason the devil hates you is way back in eternity past. He used to be in charge of worship up in heaven. But because wickedness and iniquity was found in him, God fired him. And he hates you because you got the job.
That's an excerpt from a sermon posted on Facebook by Bishop T.D. Jakes, who has a massive presence on social media. He's one of a host of savvy pastors who use social media to broaden their reach, preaching Christianity to millions across the world. Religion has existed online since the days of dial-up internet. And social networking sites like Black Planet have been trailblazers in providing a space where a secular online community can exist alongside a religious one. Malik Dixon has been a member of Black Planet and says the forums on the site canvass a range of topics.
Politics, what was actually happening in America at the time with the police brutality, that was some of the things that were going on around, and then religion, of course, because Black people have an intrinsic need for religion. So religion is always going to be a part of whatever form most Black people gravitate towards, whether that be school, recreation. There's a recreation, there's a prayer. Most Black teams do prayers before the game, before they eat. So religion was definitely a part of Black Planet.
There are so many different religions. Was there one that dominated on Black Planet?
Well, Christianity is the biggest religion amongst African Americans. And Christianity has developed art. So that art being gospel music. And gospel music is very, very important in African American culture.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear.
Malik Dixon says gospel singers like Kirk Franklin could be found on Black Planet in one way or another. Some performers had their own pages on the site, while fans could embed music by their favourite artists on their personal page. Rappers for some, gospel singers for others.
Come on, all God's people, come on, Mike.
You're not Christian yourself. You're a Muslim.
Right.
So did you have forums where...
Yeah, a lot of... I mean, African Americans... and Islam are connected as well. So, like I said, religion, whether it be Christianity, we got black Jews, we got black Muslims, black Christians. So, all the Abrahamic faiths.
Black Planet was created in the United States in 1999 for black people to connect worldwide. It gives users the tools to meet and socialize. One of the co-founders, Omar Wasso, has even been given some credit for introducing the internet to then talk show host Oprah Winfrey.
It was like learning a whole new language.
What's a link?
A link is a hook 'em up.
hook them up. Did you get through the click 'em?
That's right. Did you get through the click 'em?
Once we had the basics going down, like the click 'ems and the hook 'ems, we could not wait to check our email for the very first time.
Okay, this is big.
While the religion and spirituality forums have been some of the most popular on Black Planet, it's not what Black Planet is known for.
In America, Black people find the need or have the need for safe spaces. And one of those safe spaces exists online as well, where we can talk about our particular needs and our particular interests. And Black Planet provided that platform.
It's also a place where you can find a date.
It was kind of like one of those things where it was like a gallery of females in a particular area or males in a particular area. And then you just went shopping. Also, it was always good. Like if you were going on a trip, you could search people in that area and just figure out what's going on and, you know, see, you know, what the local scene looks like in every area, even overseas. You actually have a lot of Black Planet members here in Australia as well that aren't Black.
But it's been a long time since Malik Dixon used Black Planet.
MySpace kind of ate Black Planet. And then what happened was Facebook came and cannibalized MySpace. And then Facebook merged with Instagram so that Instagram wouldn't cannibalize Facebook.
There's been a sudden resurgence of people searching for their Black Planet logins after singer-songwriter Solange Knowles used Twitter to announce she's back on the site.
I'm from Houston, and my dad loved geography and travel, and he just gave me a pretty worldly name. He had no idea I was going to end up living in Sydney, and my name is spelled S-Y-D-N-Y-E.
Sydney Allen is at a picnic in Newtown in Sydney's Inner West. It's been a while since she was a member.
Black Planet to me was, it was sort of early days of the internet, right? It was like a gathering space for Black people to connect around events, culture, topics, meeting people who shared ideas with you. And I feel like it's more of when forums, like the online forums and chat groups, were a bigger thing than, say, like direct messaging, and it predated like Facebook and Instagram and things like that.
Mawu Seziegbe is also at the picnic in Newtown. She says her Black Planet page probably still exists, but she hasn't logged in for at least a decade.
I stopped using it primarily because of Facebook, I would say. So I think, like, I was probably using Black Planet and Facebook around the same time, a little bit in college. And then Facebook took over, and Facebook was, at the time it was limited to my school, so I think it's a little bit more relevant. I wasn't meeting strangers. And then a lot of people started getting on it more. So like once it started going beyond schools and became more open, everyone was getting on Facebook, so I was like, I'll just meet people there.
She believes Black Planet paved the way for sites like Facebook.
I think Black Planet was quite progressive and quite ahead of its time. Even when I think back to what social networking is, I don't think we called it that, but you could really express yourself through your page, and, you know, you didn't have to be like a genius to, you know, really just make some sort of decorations, and you really could meet a lot of people, and it felt like a safe space.
Like Black Planet, Facebook might not be known for religion, but if you want to connect with a church online, it could possibly be one of those unlikely places to start.
Reporter Manu Bobo with that story.